Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Glad you're with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So it just broke this week that the gotaways that the Department of Homeland Security had previously estimated last year being 500,000, we now know to be 1.2 million. Since Joe Biden has been president, over 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed our border, aided and abetted by Joe Biden and his reckless, basically aiding and assistance, aiding and abetting law breaking. You know, actually, if you enter the country at our southern border, you get preferential treatment. There's no vaccine mandate. There's not even a COVID test. You might get a free Biden phone. Then you're going to get free transportation and go to one of the 48 states in the continental U.S. That is how they have handled this. And meanwhile, all of our resources on the ground at our border now are being used just to work through the process of dealing with this massive number of people entering our country illegally because he refuses to enforce the law. Well, that means the cartels have been having a field day in other areas of the border where they traffic human beings, where they traffic fentanyl, where they traffic opioids and heroin into the country that is literally killing hundreds of kids every single solitary week. You know, there's one watchdog group of GOP lawmakers declaring that the cartels are winning a war at the southern border. They are winning and they're getting filthy rich off it. And Joe Biden is aiding and abetting in the process. And Mayorkas, the same thing. Texas leads now 20 Republican states in suing the Biden administration over the illegal or what they call migrant parole program. Chuck Schumer said after the election he wants amnesty for all of these illegal entries. Now, Mexico, by the way, and, you know, what is happening here? Why are we allowing all this to happen? How bad is the fentanyl crisis? Well, in case you're interested, a toddler recently died of fentanyl and overdose because it's so prevalent everywhere in the country. That's how bad it is. 28 fentanyl overdoses, 8 deaths reported in Montana over a 10-day period. It's in every town, every city all across this country. You know, let me play this montage. 17 separate times that the Biden administration and their officials have lied to us and told us that the border is secure. It's not secure.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
A record 221,000 migrants crossed into the U.S. last month.
Our border is secure. We believe certainly that the border is secure.
1,300 migrants a day.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
This year is on pace to be the deadliest year for migrants.
migrants crossing into this region of Texas in recent memory.
The border is secure.
The border is secure, and the border is not open.
Crossings are still at an all-time high, with Border Patrol reporting more than 1.8 million apprehensions from October 2021 through July.
The border remains closed. It is not open. We are turning away the majority of adults, but we can proceed.
The border is secure. The border is closed.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
This is worse now than it was before.
A record number of migrants this year, and the total could surpass 2 million by the end of September.
We're certainly doing a lot more to secure the border.
We have a secure border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
A record surge of migrants in New York City.
Over 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border, an all-time record.
The border is secure.
We agree that the border is secure.
It's not secure. Anyway, here with the very latest, our friends Mark Morgan, former acting CBP commissioner and Heritage Visiting Fellow, and Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council and 20-year active Border Patrol veteran, here to break all of this down. The numbers are now more staggering than we ever thought. The borders continue to be wide open, Mark, and nobody wants to lift a finger to do anything about it. And look what it's doing to our country. Look what it's doing to border towns. Look at all the cartels taking advantage of open areas of the border because we don't have the manpower because they're too busy now being distracted, taking in the influx that Joe Biden is allowing to happen.
Yeah, Sean, let me recap the numbers real quick. So this last December, total nationwide encounters were actually over 301,000 in a 30-day period. So far in the first 23 months of this administration, we've seen over 6 million total encounters and gotaways. And within that, as you said, 1.2 million gotaways. Why? So this is a war, and we are losing. The cartels are winning. We have literally handed operational control of our southern border to the cartels because of this administration's open border policies. And real quick, on the gotaways, why is that so important? So we hear about the drugs pouring in because, as you said, Border Patrol agents are pulled off the line, relegated to administrative duties. But among the 1.2 million gotaways, here's what we know. There are murderers, rapists, pedophiles, aggravated felons, and gang members among them. And there's potential national security threats among the 1.2 million that now call the United States home. It's insanity that this has become a right and left thing. There's no downside to securing our border.
Let's ask Brandon Judd. You talk to these guys every day. They're telling you how bad it is, and the American people continue to be lied to. Oh, the border's secure, the border's secure, the border's secure, the border's not secure.
Yeah, unfortunately, I live this nightmare every single day. My agents and I, we have to deal with this. We constantly have to deal with the fallout of bad policies, programs, and operations. And let's put everything into perspective. When we talk about 600,000 gotaways just in the last 6 months, if we go back to a typical year, if we even have 100,000 gotaways, we're lucky. That would be a very high number. Now we're talking about 1.2 million gotaways. In the 2 years that Joe Biden has been in office. And then, of course, if you look and project out what we saw in his first year, then the second year, the third year, those numbers are going to go up astronomically. And then in the fourth year, they're going to go up even more. And so the trajectory just continues to go up. So in the first 2 years, more than 5 million people have been able to make it into the United States, not just cross the border illegally, but make it into the United States through catch and release, and then, of course, the gotaways. In the next 2 years, it's going to be 7 million more people. Those are numbers that we just absolutely can't sustain. And then on top of that, you have to look at the drug trade that is facilitated by illegal border crossings. The human smuggling is what allows the cartels to bring in all of the drugs that are killing so many of our United States citizens. We have to look at this and say this is national security. This is public safety. We have to look at this and say we've got to have the proper programs, policies, and operations. And if we did that, we could have the border secure tomorrow. It's like a light switch. If only they would give us the proper programs that are necessary.
Let me ask you both the same question. Mark, we'll give you the first shot at this. Last year, over 100 people on the terrorist watch list we were able to catch. My question is, let me put it a different way. If I was president, I'll tell you one thing that would keep me up at night is how many people on the terrorist watch list are gotaways. How many got into the country that we don't know about? And how dangerous is that for this country? Are we going to wake up one morning in a terror cell that crossed our southern border because it's wide open is going to, you know, bring us, you know, some version of 9/11, whatever sick, evil, twisted, you know, thing that they can contrive in their minds?
Sean, that's the question. And that is not hyperbolic. That's a very possible. Let me put in this perspective. Right now, the terrorist organization, especially with respect to what happened in Afghanistan, it's returned to a terrorist haven, terrorist operating base. I promise you, I worked this in the FBI for many years. The terrorist organizations in this country, their commitment is unwavering to do United States harm, both here and abroad. And they're looking for every opportunity to exploit. While we've hardened some targets, others have opened wide up. They're continuing to look for those opportunities. They have to look no further than our wide open southwest border. And let me give you just one example that drives that home. The FBI last year prevented a terrorist attack that was going to assassinate a former president of the United States, George Bush. And how are they going to carry that out? By smuggling illegal alien terrorists to our wide open southwest border. The Border Patrol branding's out there all the time. They've apprehended illegal aliens from 160 different countries. You already gave the numbers of those they've apprehended. Like criminals, the issue is not what we've apprehended. The issue is what we haven't apprehended. Among the 1.2 million, Sean, I suggest and I say that the next sleeper, terror sleeper cell could already be in the United States planning the next terrorist attack. We have no idea. That's why.
Mark, I would argue it's a certainty that they're here. There's no way the math wouldn't add up otherwise. If they're catching people on the terrorist watch list, that means there is an orchestrated effort to get into this country to bring harm to our fellow Americans. And I fear one day we're going to wake up and be in a state of shock. I won't be shocked. I will be sad. My heart will be broken because it likely was preventable, Brandon Judd.
Sean, all you have to do is look at the drugs, and you can look at that and draw a direct parallel to the terrorists. You look at if we seize 1,000 pounds of drugs, we're seeing 10,000 pounds of drugs on the streets. So you look at that, and so if we seize 1,000 but 10,000 are on the streets, then you have to look at that and you have to draw that parallel.
Well, if you extrapolate it out, let's say you get 1,000 pounds of fentanyl, you're saying that 10,000 pounds likely made it across. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
All right, extrapolate it out. You catch 100 people on the terrorist watch list. Okay, then if we use that same math, that would be 1,000 people on the terrorist watch list that we didn't get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so drugs tell us an awful lot. Because we don't know where these people might be, the ones that are crossing, that are coming from countries that want to do us harm. We don't know where they are. We don't know whether or not that we know that they crossed. We just don't know where they came from and what harm they want to do. But what we can do is we can draw the direct parallel with drugs and say that the exact same thing is happening with terrorists as well. Look at December, 17 people in December on the terrorist watch list. If we have 1 year where we apprehend 6 people on the terrorist watch list, that's a very high number. But in 1 month alone, 17 people. So yes, you have to extrapolate out and you have to look at that. And then you also have to understand that we might not feel it right now, but we ultimately will. We know that these terrorists come into the United States and they hide until they're activated. Once they're activated, that's when we get the World Trade Centers that come down. What's going to be the next attack? Who's going to be harmed? And that's what this administration just doesn't care about. And that's what is sickening to me.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. More on the open border policies that are way worse than we even knew with Brandon Judd and Mark Morgan. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of this half hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. I will get to your calls after the news at the bottom of the hour, but we continue. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us, but we continue with Mark Morgan and Brandon Judd. The only thing that I can think of that would work, Mark Morgan, is going back to the Trump era policies of stay in Mexico, continuing the building of the border wall and finish that project. We made a lot of progress under Trump. That would secure our border. And, you know, it's interesting. Joe Biden is in the process of building a wall around his own home. So clearly he must think somewhere deep down inside that walls work.
Yeah, look, Sean, you're absolutely right. Brandon said it perfectly. It's not complicated. It's like turning on a light switch. I completely agree with him. It's really easy. You just have enact policies that enforce a law, apply consequences to those who violate the law, and you actually insert integrity back in the system. For example, you in catch and release. And look, Brandon, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to steal that comparison about the drugs. You're spot on. So we draw that with the national security threats, with the potential terrorists coming into the country, but we could also draw that same extrapolation to criminals. Now, the first 23 months, Border Patrol CBP encountered over 72,000 criminal illegal aliens, including 120 convicted murderers. So do the math. Just think how many murderers, rapists, pedophiles, aggravated felons, and gang members are among the 1.2 million that now call the United States home. Just this week, another American citizen, a young girl, lost her life at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member. How many more Americans have to die before we say enough is enough, Sean?
Well, if they're in a sanctuary state like California or sanctuary city, you know, like New York or California or San Francisco, whatever it happens to be, even if we catch them and convict them and they spend time in jail, Brandon Judd, even when they get out of jail, we don't deport them. How stupid can we be as a country?
Yeah, that's just the blue states, the blue cities. They constantly want to pander to their open border activists. They look at and say, how do I remain in power? How do I get elected? I'm going to do exactly what they want me to do. And that's why they don't turn them over to ICE. I mean, the 287G program is a complete and total joke. It is a very, very good program in the states and cities that actually exercise. But when you don't do that, you're sending the message to the criminals that all you have to do is come here, violate our laws, and you're going to be rewarded. When you reward criminality, you can expect crime to go up. And that's what we're seeing in the United States, not just with border security, with every single crime. That's why so many cities are riddled with crime. If we do not actually enforce our laws, you can expect crime to go up. And the border, we're seeing it in a level that we just never would have dreamed before.
It's unbelievable, and it's going to happen. And, you know, God, I pray to God with all my heart, mind, body, and soul that what I think is possible and we're setting ourselves up for never happens. But I don't believe that I'm going to be wrong. That's a sad thing. I am afraid for our country. We are creating a national security vulnerability, and it could be disastrous, and the loss of human life can be incalculable if we keep allowing this to happen. If it's not too late already. Anyway, appreciate you both. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Brandon. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
All right, to our busy phones we go. All right, we got a leftist. We got a liberal. We got a progressive. We got a socialist. Sam in Pennsylvania. What's up, Sam the man?
How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, my friend. What can I do for you?
So I just want to ask, how come we're doing stories about documents on a regular basis and not doing stories on things that really affect the American people?
You mean like the last half hour when we did a debate on the border and how wide open it is? And how Joe Biden has allowed over 5 million illegal immigrants. He's aided and abetted in law breaking, that he picks and chooses the laws he wants to enforce and ignores the ones he doesn't. The fact that he's given preferential treatment to people that don't respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty? Is that not an important issue to you?
No, I think that's a great issue.
Well, that's what I just spoke about. We also are talking about Biden's horrific economy. You want to talk about that? I have a lot of news on that today we can talk about. What would you like to talk about?
I mean, if all you want to do is Biden bash, that's perfectly fine. Then you can do that. But I think in general, we can talk about really important things like why certain politicians are voting for or against insurance access for Americans.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Give me the specifics of what you're talking about.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's so many different stories we could be talking about. We could be talking about the...
No. You mentioned insurance. What did you mean? You're saying Americans can't get... I thought every American can get Obamacare insurance through the Obamacare exchange. Is that... Did Obamacare live up to his promises that you keep your doctor, keep your plan, and every American family would save money up to $2,500 per family per year? Did it live up to that promise or no?
No, because Obamacare was not Medicare, and it's not this socialist program.
Okay.
Everybody,
I appreciate your honesty. Do you not
think it is?
Let me ask you this: do you not think that the issue involving top secret documents, especially knowing what we know, let's take the communist Chinese, and we'll forget about Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and all these countries. Joe Biden lied, and you'll admit this, right, when he said that he never had a conversation with Hunter or any other family member about their foreign business dealings. You know that's a lie, right? You'll admit that?
Again, how does this impact anybody on earth?
Well, I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how.
The conversation he had.
But I asked you a question. Did he lie? Because he said it multiple times in the campaign. Did he lie? We now have photographic evidence he lied. We have Hunter Biden's laptop and Hunter himself implicates his own father. And then we have meetings and times of meetings and the people that were in meetings. It was Hunter, Joe, and his foreign business partners. Let me give you an example why it matters. And you tell me if this matters to you. The Biden family, you know, the whole deal with Ukraine. Joe Biden leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars, said, you're not going to get it. You've got 6 hours to fire a prosecutor who turns out had been investigating his son, who was being paid millions, who went on Good Morning America and admitted he had no experience in energy at all or in Ukraine. Now, do you think it matters if the vice president's son is selling access to this country? Does that bother you?
I think it bothers me when anybody does it.
I didn't ask you about anybody. I'm asking about Joe and Hunter Biden. Does that bother you? Was that corrupt to you?
Yes, but it's also corrupt when Trump did it, and it's also corrupt.
Well, give me one example where Trump sold access.
Well, when Ivanka Trump wanted specific trademarks, he specifically worked with the Chinese so that she made sure.
No, not when Trump was in the White House. I don't know any family member that benefited financially at all in any way. There's not even been an allegation of such.
Cool.
Let me ask you this. Is it a little odd to you that the communist Chinese gave Hunter Biden a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China for financial investments? With no experience, does it raise your eyebrows that they gave the Bidens a $5 million zero interest forgivable loan? Is it odd to you that a Chinese national took Hunter Biden on a shopping spree worth $100,000? Does it bother you? You know, do any of these things bother you?
Hunter Biden, sure. I mean, it bothers me, sure.
Well, no, but I'm talking about Joe Biden knew about it, too, and Joe Biden is now the president.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like there's a potential that Joe Biden could be a compromised president?
I am agreeing with you, Sean, that they should investigate it.
Thank you. So then why are you calling me, telling me why we should be talking about other things besides the documents? It's related to the documents. James Comer, by the way, pointed out that Hunter Biden's artwork, it turns out, is incredibly popular with Chinese buyers. Did you know that?
Sean, what I'm trying to say, okay, is I agree that Joe Biden should be investigated up, down, left, right, okay? I am just saying that we should have the same standard for all politicians.
So tell me a Republican that did anything similar. I'm all ears.
did something similar to what? To what Biden did?
The money that the Bidens got with their family operation, monies from that are hostile to the U.S., like the communist Chinese, our number one geopolitical foe, Russia, our number two geopolitical foe, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and I can keep going. They've pulled in a fortune. And we know Joe knew about it. And Joe lied to the American people. And if Joe took money and didn't tell the American people, does that mean that he's got a, maybe the Chinese have compromising materials on Joe Biden? Is that possible?
Sean.
Is that possible? I asked you a question.
I'm going to repeat myself, okay?
I don't need you to repeat yourself. Is it possible with all the money they took in for these countries that Joe Biden, your president, is compromised?
Well, first of all, Joe Biden is everybody's president.
Okay. Is Joe Biden, is it there a potential with all the money he took in from foreign adversaries that he is compromised?
I think that if Joe Biden took money like you're saying he did, they should investigate. Absolutely.
Okay. So the answer is if he took money and he partook, if he was partaking in this financial windfall because countries that hate us are giving Hunter Biden, only experience that I really know of in his life is that he was a crackhead who liked prostitutes, giving a guy with no experience all of this money. And it appears Joe knew about all of it. And you're saying that that doesn't put the president of the United States in a compromising position?
Sean, for the third time.
Answer.
Yes.
No.
I'm answering. I'm saying yes.
I'm waiting.
Could put him in a compromising position.
Thank you.
I'm saying yes. Do you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
But what I am saying is you can't have selective outrage for these types of things. If you're saying that there's corruption among the Biden administration and you want them to investigate, I say 100% and investigate Biden and any connections of corruption.
Thank you.
There may be.
But
what I am also saying is,
okay.
Hang on. What I'm also saying is that you do the same for the Republicans.
Okay. Which Republican do you think needs an investigation? Give me a similar case.
Well, I can't give you a specific case, but I'm almost positive that there is the same kind of quid pro quo that you're talking about with Biden, with pharmaceutical companies that quote unquote donate to specific Republicans. And
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think the whole system of politics is corrupt. You're not going to get, and both parties do it.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, why do you never? Because I watch your show.
Thank you.
See your show. Okay. And I've never seen you call out any Republicans. And if you want to include Democrats, have at it, because they do the same thing.
Excuse me, I beg to differ with you, is that I was fiercely outspoken against Republicans. I'll give you a big example. You ready? When Republicans finally got control of the presidency and they had 60 some odd votes to defund and dismantle Obamacare. And then when it mattered, you know, they didn't vote when they had a president that would actually sign the bill. We had 7 senators the previous year that voted for a straight repeal of Obamacare, but when it mattered and Donald Trump would have signed it into law, they changed their vote. I couldn't have been more loudly outspoken about the swampism of Republicans. I'm not a Republican, by the way. I'm a registered conservative.
Sure. I hear you. And Sean, I completely agree, but we're not comparing the same thing, right? One is a sleazy politician who will lie to voters to get elected. The other, we're talking about someone accepting bribes. Let's call them what they are, right? They're bribes to make sure that they support or are against specific bills that will benefit.
Well, you're saying that, but that, listen, both parties are guilty of taking money from all sorts of people. Is it because they want access? I would argue that absolutely. I think some people contribute with the thought that maybe they will buy access. I've no, and that's both parties. But we'll, but I've never seen an influence peddling scandal potential as big as the Biden family syndicate. And therein lies a huge difference. But I, but listen, I want to give you some credit. I will give you credit. When I pushed you and you had to answer, you were more honest than most Democrats that would call this show. So I give you a lot of credit. I think there's a sincerity in you. I think there's hope for you. I think that if you listen to this program more, watch TV more, we'll even let you be the caller one night on TV. You can call in and give me a grade and tell me what you like and don't like about a particular show. Would you like that opportunity?
Sean, I would love the opportunity to be a caller on the show.
What grade would you give me, for example, on a recent show that you watched? And you can be totally blunt. I don't care.
I kind of give you... On average, right, I kind of give you like a C minus throughout the week. And the reason I do is while your level of outrage is sometimes reasonable, the majority of your outrage, I think, is outrageous. But, you know, I understand that you have a specific viewing block and a specific demographic, and so I understand the.
By the way, you're part of my viewing block. You're part of my demographic. I'm thankful that you listen and watch. I really am. I appreciate it. I can't do this job without people listening and watching.
Yeah, but I don't. Like I said, I mainly listen.
You kind of hate watch me. You watch me just to get mad and get your blood boiling a little bit, right?
Well, not only that, but also as someone who's on the left, right?
Yeah, right.
That I consider myself a progressive, but as someone who's on the left, you would be blind and ignorant if you didn't listen to the other side to understand where they're coming from, because sometimes it makes no sense. And
I just gave you a hardcore liberal, progressive, to use your term, the entire caller segment this half hour, because we're out of time. I'm not hanging up on you because we're not. I don't like talking to you. I appreciate your honesty and your input. I think if you think deeply about our conversation, if you think deeply, you would come to the conclusion that the evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible that the Biden family has put this country in danger in many ways because of these foreign business deals. I got a roll. God bless you. I appreciate the call. Hey, if you want to save money, these are tough economic times. I got one way you can do it and not sacrifice a thing in terms of service. And I'm talking about my cell phone company. And that, of course, is Pure Talk. It's a veteran-owned company that I love. The great thing is, unlike the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Pure Talk doesn't charge you money for things you're never going to use, ever. You get to use the exact same cell towers as the big carriers, the same 5G network. If you look at your phone and the coverage bars, it's exactly the same because it's the same towers. They give you blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text for just $30 a month, probably half what you're paying the big carriers. The other thing is they'll give you the first month totally risk-free. If you try it, if you're not completely happy for any reason with Pure Talk, and you will be happy, you get your money back. It's that simple. You have nothing to lose. Join the stampede to save money. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families saving much more. Just dial #250. Say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250. Keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. Simply smarter wireless. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great Hannity, 9 Eastern tonight on Fox News. James Comer, a lot of new developments in terms of his investigation into the Biden family syndicate. We'll check in with the great one, Mark Levin, Josh Hawley tonight, Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, Daryl Parks, Larry Elder, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox. We'll see you tonight. Set your DVR. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.